Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
Are you a proud black business owner or musician? Email me at ninashaz@gmail.com to have your business and music posted and mentioned on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, for a small donation. We're a proud sponsor for black-owned businesses and are looking forward to promoting your hard work and further success. Again, if you're interested in having your business advertised, please email me at ninashaz@gmail.com. That's ninashaz@gmail.com.
Have you ever wondered how your shoes are made? Ever wondered about the quality and craftsmanship involved in making them? What you wear on your feet is important. That's why I prefer to style and profile in my pair of Black Star Politic sneakers. Go to aliveshoes.com/brand/blackspolitic. Distinguish and separate yourself from the rest with your style. Check out the latest shoe and sneaker designs created not only to support your feet. The footwear also supports the efforts of the Black Star Political Party movement. Enter a new era of empowerment, all while wearing your pair of Black Star Politic or Lady Black Star handcrafted shoes and sneakers. Order yours at aliveshoes.com/brand/blackspolitic.
Are you prepared for the 2023 fall and winter months? Dry skin season is upon us, and you should be ready with AHA Soufflé, thick, rich, creamy body butters. We have a variety of scents to choose from. Enjoy our famous strawberry mango, vanilla coconut, and cherry, just to name a few. Shop our website, AHA.com, or for faster pickup, visit your local beauty supply or health food stores near you. Also, show some love by liking and sharing our Absolutely Fabulous Facebook page or ShadeQueen77 IG page. Absolutely Fabulous. Your skin? Well, thank you for it.
Peace and blessings, family. Hermina Shabazz here to welcome you to the Voice of Black Star on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, where you will get the truth, nothing but the truth, so help me, y'all. We can also connect on Facebook, i.e. Conversations with a Hebrew, Brew Virtual Book Club, and Black Star Political Party. Also, if you love the skin you're in, visit your local beauty supply store or health food store near you and purchase AHA Soufflé with a variety of scents to choose from, such as strawberry mango, vanilla coconut, and lemongrass, just to name a few, are made with all natural ingredients and whipped to creamy, rich perfection. Follow, like, and share on Facebook, Absolutely Fabulous, and Instagram, ShadeQueen77. Your skin will thank you for it. Are you a business owner looking to advertise your hard work without breaking the bank? Voice of Black Star has you covered for a small monthly fee of $30. Voice of Black Star airs every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For further details, email afshaybutter@gmail.com. Again, that's afshaybutter@gmail.com. And last but never least, if you like what you hear, like, share, and subscribe to the channel. Donations are welcomed and much appreciated. You may send your blessings via Cash App with the money sign and Hermina Shabazz as the Cash App name. Thank you and have a blessed day. Love the skin you're in daily with AHA Soufflé Rich Creamy Body Butters. Visit your local beauty supply or health food store and purchase a variety of scents such as strawberry mango, baby fresh, and vanilla coconut, to name a few. Please follow, like, and share on our Facebook page, Absolutely Fabulous, and our Instagram pages, ShadeQueen77 and Silky Shay. Your skin will glow for you. Are you a business owner looking to advertise your growing business without breaking the bank? Voice of Black Star has you covered. Voice of Black Star airs every Friday on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, which is also linked to other podcast radios such as TuneIn, Player, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. For further details about airing your brand and business, contact ninashaz@gmail.com. Blessings, family. Hermina Shabazz here to welcome you to the Voice of Black Star on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, where you will get the truth, nothing but the truth, so help me, y'all. We can also connect on Facebook, i.e., Conversations with the Hebrew, Brew Virtual Book Club, and Black Star Political Party. Also, if you love the skin you're in, visit your local beauty supply or health food store near you and purchase AF Shea Soufflé with a variety of scents to choose from, such as strawberry mango, vanilla coconut, and lemongrass, just to name a few, are made with all natural ingredients whipped to rich, creamy, thick perfection. Follow, like, and share on Facebook, Absolutely Fabulous, and Instagram, ShayQueen77. Your skin will thank you for it. Grand Rising fam, fall is approaching. Are you ready to fall in love with your skin this season by using the world's creamiest shea butter? Absolutely Fabulous Shea Soufflé has you covered from head to toe. Visit your local beauty supply or afshea.com today. Are you a black business owner looking to expand your audience and clientele? Voice of Black Star can help with you promoting your ads during our broadcast, aired every Friday on Exquisite Podcast Radio Networking. Not only is the Voice of Black Star here to help awaken souls to the Father, but to support our brothers and sisters to expand their business. Email me, minashazz@gmail.com. That's MinaShazz @gmail.com. Thank you for being a supporter of Voice of Black Star on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Networking. We'll thank you for it.
Can it be?
This is Free Babylon.
She wrote a number down
here
in front of me.
These wicked rulers and wicked people, heart filled with evil. People with riches and camels, they won't fit through the needle. I'm trying to tell you like the words of the song, like the shadow. They won't be round very long. I put my riches in heaven, but on earth I'm a peasant. I wonder why they don't question, they just listen to reverend. Well, let me tell you like the words of the song, like a shadow. They won't be round very long.
Welcome to Babylon, she's the biggest whore ever. Ran by arrogant kings like Nebuchadnezzar. Egyptologists believe your heart is weighed against the feather, but Yahweh's the spirit and his judgment is forever. Seeing is believing, that's the world's understanding. But even if we seen it, still we wouldn't understand it. This vision's for the visionary, not for the vision. You never visualize if your mind is in prison. You never can achieve if you're living like a Christian. Backslide daily, dreaming of a white Christmas. I serve Yah, so I hope I'm in the remnant. Wish I could convince the world they need to be repentant. And I thought since I had the truth, people would want to hear me. Instead, they hate the truth, so they'd rather stay from near me.
These wicked rulers are wicked people, heart filled with evil. People with riches and camels, they won't fit through the needle. I'm trying to tell you like the words of the song, like the shadow. They won't be round very long. I put my riches in heaven, but on earth I'm a peasant. I wonder why they don't question, they just listen to reverend. Well, let me tell you like the words of the song, like a shadow. They won't be round very long.
I was born in 89 when the Berlin Wall fell. Perhaps I'll be here long enough to see it all fail. For the love of ballin', they under by all spell. Teach me to chase money, but that is a tall tale. The dead among the dead can't even smell foul smells. The water's full of poison, the bread is all stale. The flesh is all bad, the spirit is all good. Many claim to be shepherds, but they are not all good. It's simple if you open your ears, the deaf can hear it. So if your eyes are closed, I pray I'll reach you with these lyrics. Change your ways today, not later or next year-ish. Since we know that Yah judges us righteously, we should fear it. And I thought since I had the truth, people would want to hear it. Instead, they hate the truth, so they'd rather stay from near it.
These wicked rulers are wicked people, heart filled with evil. People with riches and camels, they won't fit through the needle. I'm trying to tell you like the words of the song, like a shadow. They won't be round very long. I put my riches in heaven, but on earth I'm a peasant. I wonder why they don't question, they just listen to reverend. Well, let me tell you like the words of the song, like a shadow. They won't be round very long.
Our job to bring the truth, not everybody gon' bear it. Making them love Yah is like an arranged marriage. We can pray for them, but most of them gon' perish. I speak the language of love, I've never been to Paris. Soon the time will come when they label me a terrorist. Because I know the truth, when Babylon told me cherish. Lie on top of lie and spit it back like a parrot. A soldier for Yah, I'm decorated with merits. I got sisters and brothers that feel the same. Keep the law of Yah, and they call me by my name. To go through hell on earth and then the lake will be a shame. Cause Babylon's going and America's her name. My people bring the truth, you think they will want to hear us? Instead they feel condemned, so they'd rather stick near us. That's that mindset.
Heart filled with
heart filled with evil. People with riches of camels, they won't fit through the needle. I'm trying to tell you like the words of the song, like the shadow. They won't be around very long. I put my riches in heaven, but on earth I'm a peasant. I wonder why they don't question, they just listen to reverend. Well, let me tell you like the words of this song, like a shadow. Them won't be around very long, around very long, around very long, like a shadow. They won't be around very long, around very long, around very long, like a shadow. They won't be around very long, they won't be around very long, they won't be around very long.
Wisdom family, thank you for joining me. This right here is one for the world and for the people within it. Excuse me. America is fulfilling prophecy, family, because we're still under the illusion, and I'm talking to the saints and to the people, to the diaspora. America is fulfilling prophecy, family, okay? That's the whole point we're missing. We're thinking this has to deal with politics, and it is political. According to man, it is. This is how the war is being fought. Psychological warfare, what we'll call it. Psychological warfare on the people. But right now, the America that we know today is still the America it was back in slavery, during the slavery time. It's just well hidden. It's been well hidden. Now we have Trump on the move, your new president. I have nothing against Trump, to be honest with you, because he is who he is, and he's open about it. Because when people are open about themselves, you can know how to operate around them or with them. Whether it be business, gatherings, for fun, or whatever the case may be. But the point is, America is fulfilling her prophecy. As far as scripture goes, I did recordings on all of Revelation, and it talks about certain things, you know, dealing with what is about to come upon this earth. And there's been warnings going out with those. And you can check out those recordings on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network and under the voice of Black Star. Family, this division that has come up is now really, truly almost like the tares and the wheat. The wheat and the tares situation. A lot of the saints in the diaspora are being greatly, greatly divided in this time. Because certain entities know what is taking place. They're preparing for the physical war. Right now, it's peace, peace, peace. Trump has come in to bring the peace scenario. But we all know with peace comes sudden destruction. It's getting raw right now. But anyway, like I said, the division amongst the saints in the diaspora is deliberate, because the Most High is working his way to determine, you know, who's with him, who's going to be against him during this time. And we all know who the winner of this war will be. Not the battle. He's going to get the battles in all, which means he's going to win the war. But America was not meant for us, so to speak, to be here long. It was a captivity.
we should consider ourselves as the diaspora, which we are, according to some of the people back on the continent of Africa. Certain countries are saying we are of the diaspora. They know what's going on. They know that this battle, this war that we're in, is of a spiritual nature. It's higher and different than man's battles for back in the day when America was getting her head start. And she was built off the backs of the slaves, which the Most High allowed to go into bondage because he was upset with his people. And so now we're here. We're here, and there are a lot of us who have awakened. And not to confuse the awakening that's going on in news media right now, that has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. I'm talking about awakening amongst the saints and the people of Israel, of the true bloodline. But anyway, I digress on that part. So it's very important, family, that we get our spiritual armor on. Trump is not the savior. He is here to bring the problems, the woes. He's here to bring the woes. But the thing is, we see him coming. For those of us who are watching with our spiritual eyes, we see him coming. So we know how to prepare. Trump is for America. Yes, he is. He is definitely for the America. And that MAGA truly means what it says, make America great again. America became great only through those who were in power. Okay? Yeah, they threw a dog a bone, you know, allowing us to sit at their, you know, tables inside a restaurant. Yeah, to sit beside them on the buses. Yeah, just so we can intermingle with you. To make us feel special, you know. But at the end of the day, America was founded on the principles of a spiritual setting that was set way before our time. And I'm going to read you guys something out of the book of Deuteronomy, because a lot of you have forgotten the book of Deuteronomy. And it still exists. It still exists, and it's still true to this day. It didn't stop because back in 2008 for some of us, 2014, when things start to be opened up, spiritual eyes started to be opened. That's why it's important that we pull ourselves together and make sure that we understand what is taking place before us. We're in Revelations. We're in the book of Revelation. And it's important to understand that. We're in the book of Revelations right now. And so for family, you need to be ready. Spiritually ready. And understanding that what's really taking place. For those of you who really say that you'll be reading the Bible, then this should be as plain as the nose on your face. What you're witnessing should be as plain as the nose on your face. it's important that you open your eyes. Open your eyes, family, to what is going on and what is taking place before you. Witness the Most High's glory. Witness His power. Because that's what's taking place right now. Because we haven't seen Him in the sky, so to speak, yet. The scriptures tell me He'll be in the sky waiting to come down and, you know, all that great big battle, you know. But that's when the nations turn towards thinking they're going to take Him down. Because they all know what's going on as well. They know exactly what is taking place right now. They know exactly what is taking place right now. And no one wants to admit it. No one wants to admit that this battle has begun. The war, the real war has begun. I shouldn't call it a battle. It's a war. And the Most High is going to win. Oh, He's going to win. No doubt about it. But we, as His children, as His saints, as His loyal heirs, we need to be ready too. We need to be ready for this battle, spiritually and mentally. We definitely need to be ready. Ready to stand by our Father, stand with Him too, to go into battle. But again, I want to read to you something highly important, because I need to refresh your memory. Your memory needs to be refreshed, family. That's why we have to go back to the book of Deuteronomy, because, and I'm talking to the saints right now. I'm strictly talking to the saints right now, because we have a war to win. You know, the Most High's power is coming. It's coming. Oh, it's coming. You know, it's coming. But right now, I'm trying to get to the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 28:68. And there's more. There's more. Trust me. There's more than just that chapter and that verse. Those verses. There is more to it. And here is where we drop the ball. Well, I'm not going to go to Deuteronomy 28. I mean 28:68 yet. That Deuteronomy 28 period. Just that chapter. But I am going to talk about Deuteronomy 4. I told you, Most High leads me to where my hands need to go. He tells me what things I need to put out. And this right here is to my obedience. To obedience. So I'm going to read this to you, family. And this is so important, because this is what got us out of line with the Most High. This is why He dropped the ball on us. This is why He divorced us. This is why He divorced us. And this goes into also why, as far as divorce goes into the marriage, the principle of the matter, family. But I will digress on that. That's a whole other topic, but here we go. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Know therefore, hearken, O Israel, unto the state, unto the statute, and unto the judgments which I teach you for to do them, that ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord of your fathers giveth you. He's going to give us that land back, family, too. Yes, this is right here now, in this presence here. Because this right here is talking about us getting to the, you know, the so-called promised land, as we say it today. But it was a land that was given, promised to us long before even this time, you know, Abraham. Even long before that. We're talking Book of Jasher times. We're talking like we were supposed to be in these lands long before, but, you know, of course, Canaan's seed took it over. Okay? And I think that was through a fault of our own. We started off on the wrong foot.
And that's what happens when you spoil the child. See? See how that works, family? See? Because the Most High says this in there. You spare the rod, you spoil the child. So this is discipline. Okay, let's keep going. Verse 2. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. And this is the Most High commanding Israel to handle their business. This is, okay, this is the laws I'm giving you guys. Because he marked us as a special people. He marked us as a special people. And that's why the punishment and the judgments has been so strong. Because he had to lay down the whip where he allowed our ancestors to be separated from their families. He allowed us to be destroyed. And that's what he meant. Some of us physically destroyed as well as mentally destroyed. But then families were destroyed by being taken apart. Kids being taken away from their mothers, you know, never to see them again. Never to know who their real parent was. So he allowed us to be destroyed. That's destruction, family. And that's why we can't pull ourselves together today as a family. And again, I'm talking to the saints. I got to make sure I'm clear on this. I'm talking to the saints and the children of the diaspora. This is what is happening. This is where we are. This is where we are right now. And we're at the culmination of what is about to take place here on this earth, okay? Let's keep going. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did because of Baal Peor. For all the men that follow Baal Peor, the Lord thy God hath destroyed them from among you. This is not family. This is like you worshiping another god. Because he said, have no other God before him. The commandments tell you what this is about. Idolatry and adultery, all that thing is just, all that same. Do not worship others before him. Because when you do certain things, it's a representation of the Most High. And he is not down for all that. He said, do not commit idolatry. So when you worship Baal, our ancestors did that. And that pissed the Most High off. Okay? Let's keep going. But ye that did cleave unto the Lord your God are alive, every one of you, this day. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither you go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, okay, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Family, see, we have power. That's power, family. That's power and that's love from the Most High. He said, keep these things, because you're going to go out here and you're going to talk to these other nations. You're going to put me out there to these other nations. You're going to teach. You're going to be my wisdom. That is crazy. Not crazy as bad crazy, but a good kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? You're living. You're witnessing to the Most High. You went to his creation. You're witnessing. Because he did put Adam first. Remember? He put Adam over the creation. And of course, you know, Adam dropped the ball. And he kind of failed too. So that was another thing. So that put a kind of curse on the whole, on mankind, period. Right there. On humanity right there. Okay. Then the Most High came by and said, okay, I'm going to choose a select group of people. I'm going to start off small. Because, I mean, we were few in number. Remember he said that in one of the chapters? I chose you because you were not because you were many, because you were just few. I'm going to say I'm going to be from Matthew's. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that one, but I know it's in the so-called New Testament part, okay? But anyway, I'm getting distracted. But the whole point is that I'm trying to witness to you, family, witness to you that the obedience, this is what he wants. This is what he wants. And he's going to give you his mercy if you do these things, okay? Because it's time. This is where we at right now. All those who don't want to listen to him, don't want to go, you know, be in this new world he's about to create, they're about to be destroyed. And I would hate to see families destroyed of the saints. Another diaspora. But here we go. Let's go again. I'm going to read that verse One more time, that's verse 5. And again, we're reading from Deuteronomy chapter 4. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither you go to possess it. Keep therefore to do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation there is so great, who hath God so nigh unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great, that hath statutes and judgments so righteous, as all this law which I say before you this day? Only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons, especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. And ye came near and stood under the mountain, and the mountain burnt from fire unto the midst of heaven, which darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. Okay? So he's talking about, this is, you can reference Exodus 19, verse 18. Okay? And now, and the Lord spake unto you out of the midst of the fire. Ye heard the voice of the words, but saw no similitude. Only ye heard a voice. And he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments. And he wrote them upon 2 tablets of stone. Alright, so I'm going to continue to read there if I don't think I need to continue to read there. But, you know, okay, so maybe I do need to read, continue to read. Well, we're going to continue to read, family. Let's go. Verse 14, chapter 4 of Deuteronomy. And the Lord commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and judgments, that ye might do them in the land whither you go over to possess it. Teach. You say, you know what I'm saying? He gave us statutes and commandments, okay? Take ye therefore good heed unto yourselves. For ye saw no manner of similitude on the day that the Lord spake unto you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire. Lest ye corrupt yourselves and make you a graven image, the similitude of any figure, the likeness of male or female. So family, like right now, I say that's just idolatry. And you know what? Idols no longer can just be statues. It can be these artists out here. These musicians, these rappers who you see now are condemned. A lot of them, I'm telling you, they're condemned. Their souls, they sold them souls. They sold their souls. They have been condemned. So, therefore, those are idols as well. So you worship these people, and I hear people going back and forth, oh, well, you know, but they try to compare it to, like, as if, oh, well, you know, white people do this, and it doesn't matter who doing it. The shit is wrong. Excuse my language right there, family, but I mean, that right there is like, you can't do that. Okay, Book of Proverbs is a great place to start for those people who do things like that. Go on and get some wisdom, seriously. Okay, let's go. And put your thinking cap on real tight. Okay, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flieth in this air, the likeness of anything that creepeth on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the waters of beneath the earth. Now, who has a fish as an emblem for their church or so-called, you know, their studies? Let that sink in right there. I'm not going to say anything, but, you know, think about it. And lest thou lift up thine eyes unto heaven, and when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the host of heaven, shouldest be driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord thy God hath divided unto all nations under the whole heaven. Okay, so what is happening here, family, let me go back and read again. I'm starting at verse 14. And the Lord commanded me at the time to teach you statutes and judgments, that ye might do them in the land whither you go over to possess it. Take ye therefore good heed unto yourselves, for ye saw the manner of similitude on the day that the Lord spake unto you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire. I mean, that's scary shit. That's what he's saying. Lest ye corrupt yourselves and make you a graven image, the similitude of any figure or likeness of male or female, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flieth in the air, the likeness of anything that creepeth on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the waters beneath the earth. And lest thou lift up thine eyes unto heaven, and when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the hosts of heaven, shouldest be driven to worship them. You shouldn't be driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord thy God hath divided, imparted to all nations under the whole heaven. Okay, so that verse 19 is packing a punch right now. You know, it's packing a punch because he said, what's this right here? The Lord God hath divided unto all nations under the whole heaven. So he's divided. So there are angels actually over certain eight nations. But the Most High has chosen us for us to worship him who created all those, even them. So that's power, family. I don't know. That's power. But I'm sure there's more deep. There's more depth to that verse. But I will digress on that. Verse 20. But the Lord hath taken you and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Egypt, to be unto him a people of inheritance, as ye are this day. Like I said, you know. So the nations have the angels, and we have the Most High power, who's over all of it. Okay. All right, let's go. But I must die in this land. I must not go over Jordan, but ye shall go over and possess that good land. Okay, now this, of course, we know who's talking about this. Is Moses and whatever he's stating that he can't go over, but he's giving the people the word, you know, from the Most High about obedience. Now let's keep going. When thou shalt beget children and children, okay, so, you know, so let's keep ticking. So take heed unto yourselves, lest ye forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and make you a graven image or the likeness of anything which the Lord thy God hath forbidden thee. For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. So fam, we talking about Most High have feelings and he's forgive, and he's all this and that. No, he ain't. No, he's a this and what this book is reading. And from what Moses is telling the people, nah, because what Moses saw on that mountain, man, that thing was crazy. You know what I'm saying? It was serious. The people were scared, like, whoa. You know? Because think about it. For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous. He's jealous. He's jealous? You know Most High is supposed to be jealous, family. No way. No, he's a loving God. There's no way. He's emotionless. He's just, you know. I had to go there because this is what is being taught in your churches. This is what being put out on these YouTube streets. It's crazy. People, y'all don't know the Most High. Y'all been being taught wrong. This power, this being, this magnificence who created us is the reason why we feel the way we do. Okay, y'all ain't hearing me right now. But that's okay. Just keep up. Just try to keep up. Verse 25, when thou shalt beget children and children's children and shalt have remained long in the land and shall corrupt yourselves and make a graven image or the likeness of anything and shall do evil in the sight of the Lord thy God to provoke him to anger. He get angry. The Most I can get angry, y'all. The Most I can get angry. That's serious. Yeah, I thought he didn't have finishing emotions. I don't understand. But anyway, he's a God of love. No loving God gets angry. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, that ye shall soon utterly perish from off the land whereunto you go over Jordan to possess it. Ye shall not prolong your days upon it, but shall utterly be destroyed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we still destroyed right now. Okay, but we slowly coming back together. They're going to be those of us, that remnant. And the Lord shall scatter you among the nations, and ye shall be left few in number among the heathen, whither the Lord shall lead you. He called these people heathens. He called other nations heathens. Y'all really listening? For all you people out there who keep saying you read the Bible, are you truly reading this Bible? I'm sorry, because are you doing selective reading? I'm sorry. A lot of you do selective reading just to only justify your wickedness. But that's okay. We'll keep going on that one too. All right. So let's read verse 27 again. Now, we're in chapter 4 of the book of Deuteronomy, okay? This is, you know, Moses up there giving the people the word. So, and the Lord shall scatter you among the nations, and ye shall be left few in number among the heathen, whether the Lord shall lead you. He's leading you there. That diaspora, man, is for real. And there ye shall serve gods, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see, nor hear, nor eat, nor smell. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Meaning repent of this madness that you just heard in verse 28 of Deuteronomy chapter 4. You know, so that wooden stone, so you know, and I don't even hate to admit it, it is what it is, the cobblestone, the cross, and everything. Yeah. So, here we go. So you got to turn away from the wooden stone. You got to turn away from the wooden stone. Well, from thence shalt thou seek, but if you seek him, but if you turn away from that, if you repent of that pretty much, then if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul, when thou art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, even in the latter days. Okay. If thou turn to the Lord thy God and shalt be obedient unto his voice, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He has mercy too. He can show mercy for repentance. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto them. Okay? So, family, that's some serious words right there. That's some serious stuff right there. You know? And let's go to chapter 5 real quick. Let's go to chapter 5. We need to hear this, because I think this right here is more important now. We need to keep re-edifying this. We need to keep pushing this, okay? Let's do this, okay? The law is repeated. That's funny, because that's exactly what this says in my King James 1611 book, my Bible, okay? This is an awesome, awesome book, okay? And Moses called all Israel and said unto them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your ears this day, that ye may learn them and keep and do them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. A Horeb is Horeb because it's an E. My country self, I say Horeb. But anyway. The Lord made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us. Oh, he didn't make that covenant. He made with us. Even us, who are all of us here alive this day, the Lord talk with you face to face in the mount out of the midst of the fire. I stood between the Lord and ye at that time to show you the word of the Lord, for ye were afraid by reason of the fire. Didn't I tell you we were scared? I'm telling you. I hope you people, so-called Bible readers, been reading all this. Don't just read that New Testament and say, oh, I read out the Bible from back to front. Because if you read a true Bible from back to front, trust me, you still be reading. You're going to still be reading. It doesn't work like that. It's not a novel. But I digress. Reason of fire, and went not up into the mount, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. Thou shalt have none other gods before me. Thou shalt not make thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. So he's saying he'll punish your whole bloodline pretty much. Family, this is wild. This is okay. Yeah, this is okay. Let's keep going. Verse 10, and again, we're reading from Deuteronomy chapter 5, and I'm on verse 10. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that take his name in vain. You know what I'm saying? You go around here pretending, like a lot of you do. Like I say, reading the Bible up and down, I know the Lord, and be talking about how you think you know God and this and that. No, you don't know him. Don't be taking his name in vain. Don't be just sitting out there talking about stuff you don't know nothing about. But anyway, let's keep going. Verse 12. Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. A lot of y'all still doing that Sunday worship, the first day of the week worship, but that's okay. He said the Sabbath day. That's what all Sabbath means. It's just seventh day. The seventh day. So-called Saturday, which, you know, Latin America's, not even Latin America's, I shouldn't say that. Let me go back. The Europeans have so-called gave these names because these are their deities. These are their star gods. These are the nations, you know. And this could be true that, you know, I'm gonna step off for a second. It could be true that, you know, that they're worshiping stars. They do worship the stars, and that they are their gods. They see them as their gods. They don't get the true Elohim that created even the stars. Or they're still called, you know, angels. But anyway, I digress on that. Let's get back to this topic. His commandments, you know, the law is repeated. That's where we're at right now, family. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thine ox, nor thine ass, nor any of thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates, that thy manservant and thy maidservant may rest as well as thou. So, and remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore, the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day. Okay, keep that Sabbath day. So that's important. That's his first commandment for this next one I'm about to read to you. What's next important to him? Because you got to understand, we're a family unit. That's how he sees us. He sees the saints in, you know, the diaspora, and those who are still over there in the land but are spread out amongst the continent of Africa. Because they're not in that land where we're supposed to habitate. You know what I'm saying? The land of milk and honey. But we're going to keep going. And man, milk and honey is like, it has diamonds. It has riches and things there and stuff like that. And to be honest with you, I will say this, and I'm just going off just a tad bit, is that that's South Africa. So-called South Africa. But anyway, we're going to get back to the story. Let's get back to, not the story, but back to the truth. I'm, again, the law is repeated. So that's important to the Most High. You know what I'm saying? He showed no idolatry. Then we have the resting on the Sabbath day, the seventh day. Okay, the seventh day, you get some rest. And then now we're going to get down to other things. First, that's important to the Most High. This is the third thing. Honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Okay? Thou shalt not kill, neither shalt thou commit adultery. Neither shalt thou steal, neither shalt thou bear false witness against thy neighbor. You know, going around telling lies. Neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's wife, neither shalt thou covet thy neighbor's house, his fields, or his man oxen, or his maid servant, his ass, all the things. So just, you know, pretty, just don't be covetous. You know what I'm saying? Don't be longing for somebody else's stuff, because what happens is it drives you to commit sins. The sins could be murder, thievery. Let's take, for instance, you know, so to speak, let's take David's situation. You know, taking his, he had a loyal servant in his wars. He had this man killed in battle just so he can have his wife. Okay, lust took over. But we're going to keep going. But even then, the Most High, you know, handled David accordingly and stuff like that, because he loved David. But let's go. And this is what, okay, so I think I'm done with that one. So, you heard what it says. So you heard these things. So he don't like all that stuff. He doesn't want you to do these things. Okay. Okay. But I just wanted to kind of bring this to your attention. Okay. I just wanted to bring this to your attention. It's totally important. So family, please pay attention to what's happening to you right now. So I'm going to read one more verse. Actually, I'm going to read one more. I'm going to read one more verse, or probably a couple more verses, and then we're going to wrap it up. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor chose you, because ye were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Okay, let's keep going. So thou shalt therefore keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which I command thee this day to do them. Okay, so you got to keep these commandments, and that's all it is, family. If we just keep that, then guess what will happen even to this day right now? All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee, and to prove thee, and to know what was thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy father know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of his mouth. But every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. So this is how he lives, family. You know, that's old English. So let's go back and say that again. Verse 3, and again, this is chapter 8 now of Deuteronomy. And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not. Neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doeth man live. Okay? So you want to get some quick references for that? You can also check out chapter 4, verse 4, and Luke chapter 4 and verse 4. This is some wild stuff, family. And how the scriptures are written, because it is a script. It's a script on how we're supposed to live our lives according to the Most High power. And then how we're supposed to go out here and help the nations come to him as well. And it's still going down that way. But are we ready? Are you ready, family? Are you ready, family? Because like I said, this isn't a game. You got to be ready. You have to be ready. Let me see if I can pull up Deuteronomy 28:68. Let me see if I can pull up Deuteronomy. 28. It says, and all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the... Okay, I did that one. And then verse 68. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, and by the way whereof I spake unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again. And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy thee. Okay. This is where we at now, family. This is where we at. This is where we at. But see, this is where I'm going to have to go back, because that's verse 68 of Deuteronomy. Because I did need to read this before we leave up out of here. And it says, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things, therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thee, thy neck, until he have destroyed thee. This was physical as well as a mental thing, family. This was a physical as well as a spiritual thing happening right here. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle fleeth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. And he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle and the fruit of thy land until thou be destroyed, which also shall not leave thee either corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of thine kind, or flocks of thy sheep, until he have destroyed thee. Okay? That's what he's talking about. So, let me tell you. So, family, that's what I'm saying. But you definitely need to go back and read Deuteronomy. Read that whole book of Deuteronomy, and it'll give you what you need to understand, which is taking place, and it'll give you that armor that you need, that spiritual armor you will need. We're here, family. We're here. I thank you for listening to me on the Voice of Black Star today. And it's been awesome, you know, coming up here and posting and putting this word out, you know, just putting the message out. I'm not a priestess. I'm not any of those things. I'm not a prophetess. I do not claim to be any of those things. Put that out there right now. But I am, a spiritual vessel for the Most High Power, and I am used when He calls me, okay, to do what I need to do. And these are the words He has put in my mouth to give to you, and therefore I have put it out there, and it's up to you to take heed. Alrighty, family, be blessed. Until next time.